talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Just for a moment, I was back at school and felt that old familiar pain. And as I turned to make my way back home, the snow turned into rain.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Well, I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas and you are enjoying some time off, perhaps with friends and family, and really appreciating what Christmas is all about, and are looking forward to the new year as we are here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. This week's home theme song was by Dan Fogelberg, Same Old Lang Syne. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers, Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, and that's coming up January 24th through the 26th in about 3 weeks or so at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with general contractor Stephen Geiger with Arbor Building Group, also architect Robin Branch with Robin Branch Designs, also Tim Polzon with Bathfitter, and finally Warren DeHaven with Charlestown Plumbing. Well, I did mention the Charleston Home and Design Show. That's happening January 24th through the 26th. And you really don't need to think about attending any other home shows except for the Charleston Home and Design Show. And reason being, the Charleston Home and Design Show is a custom home show. And so if you're looking for custom kitchen, custom bathrooms, custom outdoor living spaces and swimming pools, you definitely want to attend the Charleston Home and Design Show January 24th through the 26th. And I'll give you a few good reasons to attend. Number one, we have free admission all weekend long for the Charleston Home and Design Show, and that's sponsored by Siwa Furniture and Design. Number two, we've got free parking all weekend as well. And so free parking, and that's thanks to Aquatica Pools and Spas. So free admission, free parking, you really don't have anything to lose. Sometimes when I look at events around town, I look at the admission, and you know, if it costs something, I kind of have to think twice about whether I really want to go or not. But this is everyone loves free, and so. We have free admission and free parking all weekend long, January 24th through the 26th at the Charleston Home and Design Show. We want you to come for the ideas and leave with a plan. Come for the ideas and leave with a plan. That's what everybody really is looking for when they attend a home show. And we've got so many different types of categories of home related companies. First of all, The Charleston Home and Design Show, we are a custom home show, and so we don't have any vendors except for home related vendors, and a lot of times some home shows will have you know, just vendors that you really don't really you didn't come to a home show to talk to, you know, whether it's a chiropractor or jewelry or pots and pans, maybe brooms or what have you. But we have 100% home related vendors at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Give you an idea, we've got architects, we've got interior designers, we've got artificial turf companies. We have building materials, cabinetry, closet companies, countertop companies, elevators, exterior remodeling, flooring and foundation repair, furniture, garage doors, garage floors, gutter protection, health and home internet, home services, house plans and designs, hurricane protection, heating and air companies, kitchen companies, landscape architecture, landscape and design, outdoor kitchen companies, outdoor lighting and outdoor living companies, painters, both interior and exterior, paint supply. I hope I'm not boring you with all of the variety of vendors that'll be at the show. Pest control, swimming pools and pool maintenance, pressure washing, roofing, real estate, smart home technology, solar energy, window treatments, windows and doors, and a lot in between. So it's going to be a very, very well attended show by Charleston's A-list local contractors that will be set up at the show. And I just wanted to take a moment to thank our sponsors: Advanced Window Fashions, Hilton Head Solar and Roofing, New Age Contractors, Fix It 24/7, HLG Growers, Shelf Genie, Crosby Creations, Charleston Bath Experts, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, The Building Center, Your Next Door, Garage Door Specialists, and We Thrive HR. So it's going to be a very well attended and show. We're practically sold out. If you happen to own a home related company that caters to affluent homeowners, and you'd like to buy one of the last remaining booths that we have, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call, and we will we'll be happy to talk to you. But it's going to be a great show, January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And talking to us now is Steve Geiger with Arbor Building Group. How you doing, Steve?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Steve, take a moment and tell everyone about Arbor Building Group.
Arbor Building Group, we are a custom home builder and general contractor in the Charleston area, serving the greater Charleston area and, you know, all the coastal communities and islands. Been around here since 2008. Originally, we moved here from North Carolina, where we're a custom builder for 20 years up in the North Carolina, Raleigh, Durham area. And we've been down here now since, again, 2008, and been having a lot of fun, doing a lot of great building around here, and meeting a lot of nice folks.
Gotcha. 2008, that must have been an interesting time for Arbor Building Group to get started, right during the start of what they call the Great Recession.
And that was kind of strategic, that's when we made the move, because, again, to your point, you know, the industry was kind of dead at that point in time. And we had always been coming to Charleston area for 40 something years on vacation. And we wanted to, you know, definitely, you know, be down here and retire here. So, you know, I kind of made the decision at that time to, hey, let's get down to Charleston now on the ground floor. You know, the industry will come back and we'll be in there on the ground floor. And actually that actually panned out to work out pretty well, because we got in here, got settled in, and, you know, caught the whole upswing, and, you know, been, you know, busy as can be ever since.
Right. Well, you being you've been here for about 15 years or so, if my math is correct, more than 15 years. And was there a learning curve for you in terms of going from the different types of environment, building homes in North Carolina to building homes on the coast?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some different requirements, you know, wind load, you know, different things, elevations, because of, you know, flooding issues here, you know, and different floodplains. And that's actually, you know, now you hit on that note. It's actually, that is a huge hunk of our business, because, you know, with the new FEMA flood elevations that came out, you know, they revised all of the flood elevations in the area. You know, and now if people want to do a major addition or want to do a certain percentage of improvement to their home, they have to bring their house up to code. So we do a lot of lifting of homes as well, you know, taking them off a crawl space, putting them up on pylons, you know, getting them up above the floodplain requirements. So that has been a big part of our business, doing that and doing a lot of large scales. We actually are doing a couple big large scale projects on Isle of Palms right now. And we just finished up a nice project on Kiowa. And we're also dug in like a tick, because, you know, my history is, you know, I'm originally from upstate New York in the Millbrook area, which is a lot of historical properties up there. And when we first come down here, that's really how we got a groove in the Charleston area, is did a tremendous amount. We still do a tremendous amount of work on historical restoration in the downtown area. We've done work for Clemson University on some of the buildings they own. We work with the city of Charleston, as well as, you know, private ownership of homes as well.
Gotcha. It seems pretty easy to do, but I bet it's not to elevate a home out of a flood zone. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's not. You know, again, it's not. It's definitely a specialized. There's not a lot of people that do that work, and we've been doing it, you know, for quite a while now, and. It's just very time consuming to do. You know, it takes a while to do, but, you know, once you just have to have the right knowledge and right now to do it, and you know, can lift up pretty much anything. We don't really get into moving the houses around on the lot. And, you know, you'd have to get another company for that. But if you're going to keep the same footprint, just go up. That's kind of what we do. We have not moved a house from a different parcel to another parcel. You know, that's a whole nother ball game.
Who is a candidate to elevate their home? Has their flood insurance gone up like crazy, or have they experienced different flood events?
Well, we get some level of that, but most of it is, you know, the client would say, hey, I want to put a nice large addition on my house, or I want to tear the roof off, I'll put a second story on my house. But because of the code requirements, you know, the municipality will tell you, hey, you can't do that unless you first raise your house to bring your house into compliance with the current code. Then you can go ahead and do your addition. Otherwise, we will not allow you to put that kind of value add into a house that is, you know, not code compliant, if you will.
Gotcha. So it's the municipal. Is this the city of Charleston and the municipality you're referring to?
It's anywhere and everywhere, really. You know, anywhere, you know, that you want to build. You know, anywhere. You know, Charleston County, South Carolina code. Anywhere in South Carolina, and most of the coastal areas, it's starting to happen all the way up and down the coast. And we have had a lot of people on Kiowa lately, and Seabrook, and different coastal areas, that these insurance companies are dropping these, or threatening to drop their insurances unless they, because we've been doing a tremendous amount also of putting impact windows in, impact doors, and getting houses up to code that way as well. And, you know, that's in that kind of been taken care of the need, and the insurance companies are kind of going back to sleep on these people, saying, okay, you've done this work, you've put in all the impact windows and such, so we're good, we'll keep you insured. So the insurance company's starting to play a little hardball with clients and their, you know, with their clients. So.
Right. Gotcha. Does Arbor Building Group, do you build new construction, or is it strictly renovations?
No, we actually build custom homes as well, and we basically stay in the Charleston County area. We have a lot right now actually in Johns Island. You know, we have a house, a 5-acre lot there that, you know, we have up for sale, you know, to build a house on right on the Kiowa River. But, we're just, and we build, houses here and there, but, to get traction down here, there are a lot of custom builders in the area, and, we get a certain level of traction there, but our traction right now, that we have has been in the historical restoration and, a lot of large scale renovation. I mean, complete gut outs. We'll take a complete house, gut it, add X amount of square footage or, do whatever we need to do to the home, based on, the plan of attack of what we're trying to do to the home.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference, in terms of,
I like to do both. We like to do both, we like to do exciting work too. We don't build track house kind of quality things. It's not what we're about. We are a custom builder, and we cater to our clients as we should.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, talk about any projects that maybe come to mind that you're particularly proud of that Arbor Building Group has undertaken maybe since you started here in 2008?
We've done so many projects, but we've done a couple, all our stuff is kind of unique in a way. And I really love the historical work because it's something different every day. And not everybody can do that work. When you have a house that's listing at 10 degrees, what's the word we use here? Patina on the
The Charleston tilt is what I've heard.
Yeah, you got the Charleston tilt. Exactly. But, it's funny. We had hired a couple, we always, looking for good, master carpenters. There's still short stories. I had a guy come out and, we had replaced some doors in a house. I was listing about, 7-8 degrees. He puts in a brand new door. I said, man, that don't look. Yeah. I said, that's not right. What do you mean? It's totally level. I said, that's the problem. You have to level because now it's out of place. You got to put the door in at 7 degrees. So,
yeah.
It's kind of an interesting, you have to be able to work with different substrates, if you will.
Yeah, you make those compromises. It may not be perfectly square, but it looks right in its setting.
A really cool job we do is on 10 Gillen Street downtown. We did that a couple of years back, and that was probably one of the most photographed buildings downtown. And we took that building, and it was a 4-story building, and gutted it out on the inside and reposted and beamed the entire interior and basically rebuilt it inside of the masonry exterior frame that was there. And that building was built, I think, in 1845. So that was a really fun project to do. And we exposed a lot of ancient architecture in there that was covered up over the years. And we exposed all the brickwork and stuff. And that came out really sweet. That was a really fun project to do.
Did you come across any treasures in that renovation?
Actually, we made the New York Times. We shut down, I think, 4 city blocks. There was an old artillery shell inside the building. And one of our guys is an ex-military. He said, hey, boss, this thing's a live round. I said, what? And so we called the Navy. They came and they shut down the whole 4 corners downtown. It actually made the New York Times.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty exciting. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Did you get to keep the shell?
No, they actually took it in a black van, took it up to the the base up there, and they don't even tell you whether it was live or they dead or not. They don't want you to know.
Right.
It was a big. They said if this shell went off, it would have leveled the whole city street. So it was a huge shell.
Dang.
From like World War II.
Yeah. Oh wow, World War II.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
I asked, why was this in the building? And they said, well, the original owners, it was in the family for generations. They're using it as a doorstop. I'm like, great.
Yeah, well, it got moved around a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, it did. So you run into things, but.
Right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Arbor Building Group?
We have a presence. Our website is abuildinggroup.com. You can reach us, through our website, contact us there. We're also out of most of the marketing, we have a presence out on the internet, Google, House, most of the big marketing things firms, and a couple articles in the Charleston Home and Design magazine. So, you know, we're pretty out there, and our phone number, if you can call direct, is 843-709-6037. And we're more than happy to come out and see what we can do for folks.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Steve Geiger with Arbor Building Group. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with interior designer Robin Branch with Robin Branch Design. How are you doing, Robin?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good. Robin, take a moment and tell everyone about your interior design practice, Robin Branch Design.
Yes, sir. We are located, our main office is on Amelia Island in Florida. We have an office in South Carolina in Charleston and Charlotte, North Carolina. But we work everywhere. A lot of our clients are high net worth individuals. They have more than one residence. We do a lot of vacation homes as well as, full-time homes. One thing that I've been doing a lot of lately is downsizing. High net worth individuals usually have acquired that over some time. And they have a lot going on. Their kids are grown. They realize we don't need the gigantic house anymore. Even though we do large homes, we also do smaller spaces. We help people age in place and stay in their homes if they want to, or downsize. So that's a large part of our market, along with the vacation home, the second home, and their permanent full-time home. So we get to know families very well. We work for the children. We go into the children's homes as these clients age, and they want to make their children's home nicer, better. Their kids are starting to grow, and they can add some nicer things into the home, so they think, and enjoy their home without worrying about the destruction or anything. We just we have to work with people and pets and children, mm-hmm. and that all goes along with our clients. Our commercial clients, not so much, but for our residential clients, that's a must.
Gotcha. And when it comes to the services that Robin Branch Design provides, a lot of people are not aware of exactly what an interior designer can do to help, and they just think, well, they can help me with my furniture placement or this or that, but there's a lot more that goes into being an interior designer. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yes, sir. You are absolutely right about that. A lot of designers say, I'm a counselor. I do that. I'm a house cleaner. And we literally do all of it. We're a full service design company. And a lot of people want to pick and choose the services. I just need someone to help me with paint colors. That's all well and good. And that's fine. But what you do is you dilute the process to the point where you don't really get a good product and the designer doesn't really have a good project. And it's about teamwork. It's about liking to work with one another and making that project perfect. So the best time to hire a designer, talk to a designer, is in the very beginning, in the thought process. The perfect scenario is a team. The architect, the builder, if you're building a new home or renovation, you need to bring them on board early on. More than likely, most designers have great builders that they're accustomed to working with. They know they can trust. They know that these builders will back them up. They will back the builder up, and the homeowner will get the best product and the best experience, the best outcome. When I have people that start to pick apart my services, I usually start to bow out because I know that things are going to go wrong. And my name is on that project and I want it to look good, just like the homeowner does. I think HGTV has ruined a lot of design work for a lot of people. You have to communicate with your client and be realistic with expectations from your designer. Your designer can stage your home for selling, and even though that's sometimes a painful process for people to hear, it does help. And realtors really, really appreciate it. It makes their job a lot easier, and it makes the sale go quicker, easier for everybody. Mm-hmm. Then we can help cherry pick what goes into the new home, whether it's you're downsizing, building, renovating, or just, you know, I just want to move in and be comfortable, or whatever. Designers can do all of that. Lighting is important. You know, as people age, they need more lighting. We need lighting levels when we're young. Young children need different levels of lighting for their eyes to be healthy. There are just all kinds of safety and health and well-being issues that go into design, not just picking a paint color or a rug.
Right, right. Now, from a homeowner's point of view, when someone hears you say it's really best to be involved early in the process to work with the architect and the builder,
yes.
The homeowner starts to, you know, to hear those dollar signs.
Ka-ching, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of times if you're not pointing out the value of what an interior designer is doing, then it just sounds like they want me to spend money or something. And like, why is an interior designer necessary in the early stages of a project when they've already hired an architect and they already have a builder? Why can't they just rely on advice from those professionals?
Because not all builders and architects have designers on staff, and not all clients jive with the designer that they do have. So it is a very personal decision. That designer can help you develop your budget. Most people, and any designer will tell you this, most people are clueless when it comes to their budget. They haven't even thought about a budget, and they haven't thought about it realistically if they have. I don't know if, you know, they're paying attention, but if they've filled their car up with gas or done anything, they realize, if they've been to the grocery store, they realize price increases of late, and you have to really face the music and address that when you're developing that budget. You have to figure out from your client what's important to them. And often a designer will interview a client while the client's interviewing them for the job. That's how you vet your client. That's how you figure out if the job is doable and if it's realistic and going to work for everyone. And occasionally you get thrown a curveball and you get challenges from clients, but you have to have the wherewithal to think and work with the architect and the builder to get the best result. It's not about just making it perfect and beautiful. Even though you could do that, you've got to make it functional, mm-hmm. and you've got to make it affordable at the same time. And yeah. it's also about the client realizing that they're going to have to spend some money one way or the other. I cannot tell you how many times I've been the third designer in because they haven't communicated well, and the client hasn't gotten what they want, and they're frustrated and they're broke. And that's no fun. It's no fun for anybody. And I'm sure, you know, sometimes there's a good reason for that. Sometimes there's not. But you've got to figure all that out. And those dollar signs are painful. When you've put good money to bad, that's why you should really interview and talk to a designer and sit with one, because they are your voice with everyone else.
What do you say to a homeowner that says, well, you know, I'll just rely on the showroom staff when I go to the tile showroom or the lighting showroom? I'll rely on them to help me pick out these various materials and make sure that the lighting is going to be just so. Why do I need an interior designer
a lot of people feel that way. I mean, that's a really valid point. I rely on showroom staff. They're schooled in the product. They know their stuff. They should, but they don't really know the client. And a lot of showrooms have designers there. But having a designer that's on the job site, that's moving around, having a designer, I know we have over 740 vendors at any given moment. Some I let go, some I pick up that are new. So you're not going to find that from showroom staff. You're not going to find someone that has resources, artists, workrooms, carpenters, handymen, everybody that has to put your home together at the end. That's going to fall on the homeowner. And I can tell you here and now, people are overwhelmed. When it's move-in day, they are usually a basket case. You know, it's not their groove, I guess. It is mine. I love to organize and put things where they belong. I like for design to make sense. I'm not going to make a chandelier out of paper clips. You know, I'm not that girl. I'm not your person for that. So helping them see their home and helping them know what's going in their home and understand what's in their home, why they bought it, and what they have. Is it an heirloom piece? Can they pass it on to generations? Or are we going to replace it in 5 years? You know, all those things matter, and that's not going to happen in a showroom. None of that will.
Yeah, the term I've always heard over the years is the interior designer knows how to pull it all together, whereas if you're relying on the advice at the tile showroom or the lighting showroom, their expertise is that particular discipline and not necessarily they don't know the overall
right.
Motif of the scheme of what's happening with the home. So.
Right. It's like an orchestra and none of the, you know, the string section is butting up against the horn section. I mean, you got to have a left hand and a right hand that know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. At Robin Branch Interior Design, are you going to push your style onto the homeowner, or what if the homeowner doesn't really can't describe their particular style?
That's where I ask for photos of things they like, because most people think they have a style, but they don't. So you really have to discover that. And visual is the best way to do it, along with interview. I do have a certain look, and if you say run with it, I will, but I prefer to do what works for the client. Most clients have a piece here or there that they're taking with them, even in a vacation home sometimes. They have something they're not quite ready to let go of. You've got to blend it. You've got to work with it. Would I do it if they said, do your style? No, I probably would not. So you have to take yourself out of your comfort zone and what you love, and you have to make it work for the client. I had a client 2 weeks ago that wanted modern farmhouse. I wanted to stab my eyeballs out. It's not what I like. I never have. I think a farmhouse should be a farmhouse. I don't think a farmhouse is modern. You know, I'm very opinionated. So I'm very vocal, and I tell my clients what I think about what it is they want. And I have a number of clients always who blend styles together. You know, oh, I'm Hollywood glam, but I like ultra modern. They may not even know what ultra modern is. Is it contemporary or is it modern? Do they know? I don't know, but I want my aunt's antique dresser in my bedroom. So, you know, you don't get to do your style as a designer. Certain clients go to certain designers for their look. Do all designers have a look? Yes, they do. They do. They most certainly do. And some designers build their business on that look. You come to them for that, and they don't want anybody who doesn't want that look. So that's your job to vet the designer and find out, you know, are they going to design their look or your look? And I really enjoy doing something different on every project. So I enjoy getting to know my clients and helping them develop their style. That's why I like to educate them on what is going into their home.
Well, very good. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to just throw in my two cents that two particular things about working with an interior designer. First of all, if you want your home to look like it could be in a magazine, all of those homes that you see in a magazine had an interior designer working with the homeowner. So there's that.
Yes.
And then secondly, some homeowners may not be aware of how an interior designer can help them, But once you have worked with an interior designer, you will never want to go solo again. You'll always want that interior designer to help you with any future projects that you have.
Yes, Tim, you are right. Let me tell you. And, you know, builders learn that lesson as well. There are a lot of builders like, oh, my God, there's a designer on the job. It just got harder and they're going to tell me what to do and blah, 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 blah. And then there's the builder that is very pro designer because they realize they're not going to spend 3 hours picking out lighting with their client. You know, we just saved them that. So it has its good and its bad all the way around for everybody. The idea is, again, that teamwork, that team that you build and you choose to do that project for you and make your home kind of as seamless as possible. No construction job is ever perfect. It is an ever changing, ever evolving mass of confusion that if you don't have that team, it's only going to get worse.
Right. Well, how can folks get how can folks get more information about Robin Branch Design?
They can go to our website, robinbranchdesign.com. It's all my name, all simple, simple, easy, Robin Branch, Robin Branch Design. And they can look on Instagram, same thing, Facebook, same thing, or they can call us at 904-491-1199.
And Robin is spelled with a Y, R-O-B-Y-N.
It is. Yeah, good point, good point. And we are published. We're in Florida Design, Charleston Style and Design, Laurel Magazine, a number of other publications, local, and just, you know, look for us. I would love to speak to new clients, talk to you about your project. We look forward to it.
And Charleston Home and Design Magazine, wanted to mention that. Well, we've been talking with interior designer Robin Branch with Robin Branch Design. Thanks so much, Robin.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Tim Polzin with Bathfitter. How are you doing, Tim?
Great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Tim, take a moment and tell everyone about Bathfitter.
Would love to, Tim. Bathfitter is a bathroom remodeling company that just focuses on the wet area of your bathroom. They've been doing this now for 40 years. We're celebrating our 40th year anniversary. We're located right here locally on Dorchester Road with a showroom. We're glad to have people come in. And we do not use any subcontractors. Everybody that is employed with Bathfitter is Bathfitter trained. So, great company.
Gotcha. So, what would be a typical customer for Bathfitter that Bathfitter could help a homeowner with? What's the age of the bathroom, and what kinds of problems might they be experiencing now where Bathfitter could help them?
Well, that's a great question, Tim. But it's usually a fiberglass unit that was put in when the home was built. That fiberglass unit tends to become brittle after a period of time and cracks along the bottom. If it's in the second floor, that could be a problem. But even on a slab home, you don't want your bathtub to be cracked because it tends to leak. So that's probably the biggest thing we see, Tim, is the removal of fiberglass units. And then we can put in either a walk-in shower or replace it with a bathtub as well.
Okay, gotcha. And what if someone had a one of those garden tubs? You don't see too many of those, but they were popular, I think, in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I had one in my house as well. We do have replacements for that as well. We have over 700 different tubs that we can replace with. Or what we can do is take that big garden tub out and make you a nice big walk-in shower with a bench and all the accessories and bells and whistles go with it. That's what I did at my house, and it really turned out nice.
Mm, yeah. That garden tub kind of is the place where you throw the dirty laundry or something. It's people. Maybe we should take more time out to soak and relax, but we Americans, we're on the go.
We are on the go, Tim. It doesn't seem like we have enough time for anything anymore.
Right. What is it about? Because there are other companies that advertise similar services. What would you say really makes Bathfitter stand out from some of the other bathroom remodeling companies?
Sure, that's a great question as well, Tim. Bathfitter is 100% manufactured in their plant. They're delivered by Bathfitter trucks and installed by Bathfitter employees. So everything that we install, we make from the ground up, so to speak. So that allows us to give you a true lifetime warranty, and that lifetime warranty is transferable. So if you upgrade your bathroom and sell your home, it does transfer to the new owners, which is something that a lot of companies don't do. So we have the ability to control our costs because we manufacture, we ship, we install, all within Bathfitter employees.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what about the material itself that Bathfitter is coming back with? What's it made of, and what maybe sets that apart from some of the other bathroom companies?
Certainly. So Bathfitter is made as 100% acrylic. It's the same stuff that football helmets are made out of, so it's a very high-end, high-impact acrylic. It also is 100% non-porous, so it can't stain. So it's very, very easy to clean. And the Bathfitter installation process, they actually bend the corners of the wall, so there's no seams in the corner. That actually stands us out from our competitors, because they always have seams in their corners where they have to caulk it. And we all know what happens with the caulking in a bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll eventually dry up or
it's a maintenance thing.
Lose
yeah,
its you, effectiveness.
You right. Correct.
Or get really black and moldy and ugly, right?
That's absolutely correct. That's another advantage to a Bathfitter. Yes.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. And homeowners have a lot of different choices in terms of what the acrylic material looks like. Like I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it has the walls look like a subway tile, for example. Mm-hmm. And so are there different options besides just the subway tile look that you have here?
Oh, absolutely. So when you have a consultation from Bathfitter, we bring out all the different samples, but there's many different wall types. There's 10 different tile types, for instance. And so it's got the look of the tile, but you don't have the grout lines that you have to clean. So again, it's 100% acrylic, 100% non-porous, so it cleans very, very easily.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And then what about the plumbing fixtures themselves? Is that something the homeowner buys on their own, or is that part of the package with Bathfitter?
Great question again, Tim. That is part of the package. So we take care of the plumbing in the wall and underneath the tub or shower. We use Moen products, we use Delta products, and we use Simmons products, which is seen a lot of commercial jobs. So we take care of everything in the wall, and then the trim packages on the outside. Everything from chrome to brushed nickel to black to oil rub bronze. All that's taken care of and matched up perfectly.
Mm. And you just mentioned something that caught my attention. Can Bathfitter do an install on a commercial job, or is it just 100% residential?
Oh, no. Bathfitter started in the commercial world. So we have an awful lot of commercial projects going on all over the country, including some cruise ship lines down in Florida. So, yeah, commercial jobs is where Bathfitter started. We have a lot of references for that as well.
Gotcha. And if someone was maybe with the high prices with inflation these days, they want a new bathroom, they need a new tub and shower, but they don't have the money right up front. Are there any kind of specials that Bathfitter has?
Certainly, we have a couple different options on that. We have a different two different finance companies that we can offer financing through. But right now, as a promotion, we're offering a 0% for 24 months promo. So basically, you use the bank's money and you get 24 months to pay it back. So it's a really good promo. And like I said, we have two different lenders for all different credit types.
Gotcha. And yeah, interest rates are still kind of high. And so to be able to get your new bathroom with no interest, that's definitely a value today for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, good deal. Well, what are some of the more popular products that Bathfitter is installing? You mentioned before we started the interview the step-in shower. Is that's something that maybe someone who might be wants to stay in their home, age in place? That seems like something that would appeal to them.
So yeah, absolutely, Tim. So it seems to be our most popular thing is we'll remove one of the tubs, usually the master, and put in a step-in shower. That step-in shower makes it feel like there's a lot more room because you don't have that bowl, so to speak, in the bathtub where you have to walk over that ledge.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually makes it look bigger. Some of the more popular things we're doing right now is a bench, you know, so you can, you mentioned age in place, so that you can sit with a handheld. We always have the options of different types of grab bars and that sort of thing, shelving options, doors. So we can get as elaborate as you would like.
Gotcha. And how long does a typical bathroom remodel with Bathfitter take?
Usually the installer gets there at 8 a.m. and is usually done by 5 p.m. So it's a one-day install for 99% of our projects.
Great. Yeah, that people love that instant gratification, and they don't want contractors walking through their house for days on end. So that's certainly appreciated, I'm sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Bathfitter?
Absolutely, Tim. They can come by our showroom here at 4510 Dorchester Road. Basically, we're right across the street from the Harley-Davidson. They can call here at 843-767-4008 and set up a consultation, or 24/7 online at www.bathfitter.com.
All right, great. And you can always find Bathfitter within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Tim Polson with Bathfitter. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design magazine. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Talking About a Home, and now we're talking with Warren DeHaven with Charlestown Plumbing. How are you, Warren?
I'm good, Tim. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Warren, take a moment and tell everyone about Charlestown Plumbing.
Yeah, okay, so Charlestown Plumbing is a new company we just rebranded from Rooter Now and Leak Masters. We took the services of those two companies and combined them to make a full-service plumbing company.
All right, good deal. And I'm looking at your double ad spread in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and you've got this very cute dolphin with a pipe wrench in its flipper. And I've also noticed that same dolphin character on the billboard as you're entering Mount Pleasant.
Yes. So with Charlestown, we have a mascot. His name is Charlie, and he just really kind of embodies something we love about Charleston, and just kind of the feel of being out in the harbor. You see all the dolphins swimming around. With the Charlestown brand, we really wanted to, have the feel of the city, which is why we have our technicians come out. wearing, you know, polo shirts and dress khaki pants, kind of like they're going to a golf course. We just wanted to embody the feel of Charleston and Charleston Harbor and everything that this beautiful city has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of sounds like Charlestown Plumbing, your goal is to sort of elevate the that particular trade from... You're probably not going to see any butt cracks when your plumbers come to do work at your house, right?
No, absolutely, Tim. We wanted to make sure that we're elevating the plumbing service and providing the best service that we possibly can to our customers. We really want to be that premier plumbing company within Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So I can imagine there's probably a myriad of different problems that Charlestown Plumbing can go in and react to and help those homeowners. What would be some of those type problems that Charlestown Plumbing can help a homeowner with?
Yeah, Tim, I've mentioned earlier that we combined the services of Rooter Now and Leakmasters. So those were really, Rooter Now was a service company that provided, you know, could do any home emergency plumbing service, water heaters, drain cleaning, shower valve problems. So, you know, we've been doing that for a long time. And then Leakmasters specialized in finding leaks underground that you really couldn't just see when a plumber just walks up on it. So they do acoustical leak detections, and they can do it in your house plumbing. They also do it for pool plumbing. Then we also do pipe relining, so trenchless pipe lining. So if you have an old house with old cast iron pipes, older than 50, 60 years, they're probably really starting to deteriorate, and they need to be replaced at some point in time. So we do offer a trenchless solution to pipe replacement. So we've really tried to take all the different specialty plumbing sections, such as leak detections and pipelining, and combine it with any emergency plumbing service to be able to offer the customer a seamless solution for anything that they might encounter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was thinking of you folks at Charlestown Plumbing recently because I saw in the newspaper there was there's some sort of a mandate that in the Charleston water system that most people get their water from, they're trying to reline the lead pipes that are still in the system. And is that the same kind of relining that Charlestown Plumbing can do at your home?
So we'd reline sewer lines. When it comes to water systems, the water systems of water lines that go into your individual house are too small to actually reline, but there are methods of doing trenchless pipe bursting in order to replace that line. And you're 100% right. There's an EPA regulation that has come down. I think by the end of 2025, all lead and galvanized pipe that's in the ground has to be identified. And then I'm not 100% sure on the date, but they're going to start working towards replacing any of that lead or galvanized pipe that's in the ground. Because it can contaminate your drinking water, and it's bad for you if you're drinking that pipe that's coming out of that that water.
Gotcha. So Charlestown Plumbing, besides you know, those emergency services that people need occasionally, If you folks specialize in historic properties?
You know, I wouldn't say we specialize in historic properties because we work on all types of properties, new and old. But when it comes to historic properties, there's definitely some special techniques that we have and we employ, such as acoustical leak detections or pipelining that will allow us to be less intrusive on a property and take care of the problem really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the annual membership that you folks offer homeowners at Charlestown Plumbing.
Yeah, so our annual membership is pretty basic. If you join our membership, Well, every water heater needs to be flushed out. You have a tankless, we run a chemical system through it to get all the scale out of it. But regardless, a tanked water heater needs to be flushed as well. So if you join our membership, what we do is every year we make sure that you have that maintenance done on your water heater that needs to be done. And then we also do a whole home plumbing inspection. And then you get 15% off of any service that we do above and beyond the basic maintenance that needs to be done annually.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And if someone is building a house or doing a remodel project, that's something Charlestown Plumbing can help with as well?
We really don't work on new builds and the remodels. Most of the time you need to go through a general contractor for that kind of work. If it's direct to consumer and you're just trying to move a sink or something like that, we absolutely can help you. But we are not in the new build, new construction business. We are, if you need something, we're going to provide you same day service. Our technicians will show up to your house the same day you call, and we're going to give you a solution to your problem that day. And that's the way that we've built our company and we've geared our company. So if you need a sink moved or you need something like that, you need a sink installed, and you need it done today, we're definitely the best contractor mm-hmm. that you could call for that.
Gotcha. What are some of the telltale signs that a homeowner might be experiencing that they have a plumbing problem? So maybe they smell sewer gas, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially in an older home, you might start smelling sewer gases, or you might start hearing gurgling in your toilet, or your drains might start draining slowly. With your shower valves, you might start seeing some dripping shower valves, things like that. I mean, and that's what we look for when we come out and do our inspections on your home.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get in touch with Charlestown Plumbing, and what if it's after hours or on the weekends?
So we'll answer the call 24 hours a day. Our website is charlestownplumbing.com, and that's town with an E. And our phone number is 843-212-4111. And if you got any emergencies, you can either visit our website or you can give us a call and we can get you booked for a call today.
All right, great. And you can always find Charlestown Plumbing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Warren DeHaven, and he is one half of the husband and wife team, your wife, Danielle, at Charlestown Plumbing. Thanks so much, Warren.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.